Hi again, Steve Gretsch here. The podcast is called A Different Drummer, looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. And I love to look into the name of God, and I'm sure that you, the listener, have found that out, the name. And as we look into his promises, we'll find his name, because the one who's given the promises is faithful. He is the one. He has a name. And I remember when I was in my Bible training class, and I held up my hand. We were going through the Old Testament, and throughout the Old Testament, I would see what the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, it's everywhere. And so I held up my hand and said, what is his name? And of course, we can say I am and, you know, Jehovah and those kinds of things. But there's so much more to his name. It's all encompassing around his character, who he is, that he's judge. And I have this banner on my wall, and it's just a list of the names. I'm just going to read the names, and that basically that the name, his name, is promised, because he's the promiser and he is faithful. So we look at El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Adonai, Lord and Master. Yahweh is the Lord Jehovah. And and forgive me if I don't get all these perfect, but I'm going to try. El Elan, I believe it is, the Most High God. And then Elohim is the Creator. Jehovah Nissi is the Lord my banner. Isn't this wonderful? Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Here's a tough one. Jehovah Mekedeshim, the Lord who sanctifies you. El Elom, I believe it is, the everlasting God. And I think this next one is Wana. I could be wrong, but he's a jealous God. Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. And Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Beautiful names of our Lord. I'm sure that, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that this is a pretty good list. It may or may not be an exhaustive list. But the names of our God, he is the promiser. And the names just indicate, it's just bathed in promise, isn't it? He's so wonderful. And as we look at this, you have to say that this is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came down. He walked the earth. He died, bled and died on a cross, was raised and ascended into heaven. And there we have it, a promising God with wonderful names. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10. Well, that's all I have. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.